Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode.
This is not an adventure, it's a nightmare. That's what it feels like. Of course, you could say that every nightmare is an adventure, but we generally associate adventures with desirable things and nightmares as undesirable things, and I'm going to stick with the conventional associations. I am in such a bad mood because I reckon 10 hours of my life have been sucked on this particular problem and it hasn't been sorted out yet, and it all has to do with an iPhone. To be blunt, an iPhone 5, right? So it's not the world's most precious object, but it is to my daughter. My daughter has had an iPhone 5 on loan. Without going into how this happened, because I don't really even understand it, she lost her Apple ID. How that happened, I haven't a clue. It involved me then having to deal with the situation where she said, "This phone is no good anymore. I can't use it anymore. I need a new phone." I mean, that's a very crude paraphrase. And she wasn't demanding about it in the way it sounds, but I'm feeling hassled. So basically, the question was, a new phone, that costs loads of money. What's wrong with the existing phone? She says, "Oh, it's an iPhone 5. They're no good anymore." And I'm saying, hang on a minute, there's nothing wrong with an iPhone 5. I know somebody who uses an iPhone 5 and they're perfectly capable of doing useful things with it. Anyway, I only have to phone you up and talk to you and find out where you are and make appointments and stuff. And I do actually believe that Snapchat runs on an iPhone 5. So all of that kind of conversation went on. And I said, there's absolutely no way that we're going to buy another iPhone. We're going to buy any kind of a smartphone. While the only problem with this phone is that you haven't got your Apple ID. So I said, I'll sort out the Apple ID. So what did I do? I went online. I tried to figure out, how do you get an Apple ID? How do you recover your Apple ID? Anyway, I won't bore you with all the details. I just wasn't able to figure it out. I went to various chat rooms and stuff like that. And in that wore me down, right? That wore me down. I then went into an Apple reseller place in Cork called CompuB. Very good people, very nice. And somebody last Saturday told me there, look, you go to this place called I Forget, you do what they tell you to do, and you get your Apple ID. And I said, oh yeah. And they said, and if it doesn't work, ring this number. So great, I thought. So I go into the Apple ID thing. I can't get it to work, right? So great, I ring Apple. Terrifically good people on telephone, I have to say. I have no contract with Apple or anything like that, but every time I've rung Apple about this, and I must have had it, must have been about six times, and in each time the people were genuinely did their very best to help. All of this is hours and hours of time, and where it got interestingly frustrating is that my daughter's phone cannot be opened because it's stuck on voice activation. What do you call the software system that people who are blind, the one that people who are blind use? It's got a name, and I could name it most times when I wasn't feeling so cheesed off. But basically, I've been unable to put in the passcode for the telephone because of this voice activation thing. And I don't know how blind people manage to understand the instructions that they're being given by the screen reader, because the screen reader speaks so blooming quickly, I had to almost like ask the screen reader to repeat itself every time. Anyway, I just let describe to you what has just been happening. I have the Apple ID and I have the Apple password. But because the screen reader is on, I have to put in the email address following the screen reader prompts, which means that on the iPhone itself, you click on the letter you want and then you tap it twice. So you want to put A in, you put in A and you tap it twice, and B and you tap it twice. And okay, you have to do this. I really think that some people should have a lot, like me, should have a lot more concern for the mental health of people who are using this voice-activated system, or this, whatever you call it, this blind assistant, because I have a lot of patience, but my goodness, this has stretched me. Cut a long story short, I couldn't, got everything in, this is like 3/4 of an hour later, sounds crazy, but got to the very last thing on the iPhone, the very last thing, which is like the button that says next. Okay, you think, right, okay, we're now ready to go. Let's tap next. I tap next, and for one split second, everything looks like it's going perfect. The screen gets all colorful and everything. It was all black and white before that. And then the letdown, it goes all the way back to the beginning again. So all of that effort that was put into remaining calm while trying to understand the voice prompts that were coming from the whatever you call it, the wizard, all that effort that went in is all gone to waste. Now I'm up against it. I have only got a 2-hour window of time, it doesn't really matter why, during which to get this iPhone 5 to work. If it doesn't work within 2 hours time, I have to buy a new machine. A new second-hand machine, admittedly. A second-hand iPhone. That's all. I have only 2 hours. And the 2 hours is when I get home tonight from Toastmasters, fall into the house, and before I go to sleep. And the only opportunity I have to try and fix this whole problem is without the assistance of a human being from Apple, but it's via instructions that are going to be emailed to me, in which, instead of trying to sort the problem out on the iPhone 5 itself, I'm going to go into iCloud. I have a suspicion that's where I should have been all along, but never mind. You cooperate with the people helping, because they know their job. And you wouldn't get to be a helper person on the end of a phone in Apple unless you knew your job. So I've just got to say, it's me who's feeling exasperated. But tonight, after Toastmasters, I will go home. I will be tired. I will be particularly tired. I will be wanting to go to sleep. And instead of doing that, I will be seeing if the instructions that have been sent to me by Apple are sufficient to enable me to go ahead and complete the process and go in via iCloud into this telephone and find out whether all the contacts that are saved on the phone have been saved in the cloud. If they haven't, I'm just wiping the phone. Factory, restore factory settings, end of story. But the contacts are too valuable. That's another story in its own right. Why are the contacts so valuable? I managed to get the photos off the phone days ago. And this is the sort of thing you do that I have been doing. So this is where I've been spending my life. Driving my darling daughter up to go riding her pony. And spending 10 hours of my life over the last week probably over about half a week on this issue. These are the 10 precious hours that I would have had for rest and relaxation, meditation, mindfully gazing out the window, listening to other people's podcasts, drinking water, learning how to be a better person, listening to my favorite music. There were so many things I could have done. I could have written 3 chapters of a novel in 10 hours. I really could. Absolutely. You know? But instead of being able to write a whole lot of chapters out of a novel, or a poem or anything else, I haven't got the energy to do anything at all except complain. So there we are. This has been some adventure. It's an adventure in difficulty. But that's life, you know. I listen to other people sounding off about what a tough time they're having in their life, and I think, good for you. You're getting it off your chest. You're opening up. You're not bottling it in. You're not storing it up. You're letting it out. So, that's what I've been doing. I hope I'm going to be a better person when I get out of this car. And when I take a deep breath. And when I go into this Toastmasters meeting, and I am the public face of the organization, welcoming people who arrive. And I got to do a 10 to 15 minute presentation and conversation, a session, a 10 to 15 minute session with members in the club all about our new education program, or to be exact, our new educational program. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I do hope it's been a meditative time for you.
That was from Cork with Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.